Tim Elkhorn and Scott Zarrilla, the dynamic duo who will bring you that Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Queue presented by Ray Gettich Heating and Air Conditioning at 5. They are joining us right now on the hotline. Guys, how are you?
We're doing well. Good as we so sit far. Here on the floor at the Queue. Got a little full court scrimmage going on, per se.
Yeah, looks like a bad rec league. Some of the reserves and some assistant coaches and some of the ancillary staff. I tell you what, I could get out there and get a little run going and not look too bad. This is not the best basketball you'll see tonight by any stretch.
They got a little walk and stalk going on out there. You know, there's run and gun and there's walk and stalk, and that's what we're seeing here. But it's kind of fun to watch it. As Scott said, some of the guys that you probably aren't going to see in prime time tonight, and coaches and the like are out there. They're getting up and down and having a scrimmage. But in the meantime, we're getting ready for game two of this series, and certainly, as you said, Bull Bart, anticipating game two tonight, because I think all of us were a little stunned, not that we weren't happy, but we were a little stunned by what transpired here on Monday night. Would you agree, Scott?
No, I wasn't stunned. No. I
didn't think the Cavs would have at one point a 25-point lead, and this thing would be over.
Well, again, I don't necessarily look at it that way, you know. Am I surprised that they only led by so much, or they led by so many? Not that way, because the Cavaliers played really well.
Dominated.
For pretty much the entire ball game. I mean, the assist-to-turnover ratio was great. Only 4 turnovers through the first 3 quarters, you know, 26 assists on 39 made field goals. I mean, that's pretty good, clean basketball. And the defense that they played against the Raptors, I thought was terrific. So, surprised by a 25-point lead, you know. I'm just saying I don't look at it that way.
Well, I just look at how they dominated.
Careful the word you use. Careful that you were using the word dominate.
Well, I
remember
thought they
that. That did not go over well with Dwayne Casey in the postgame the other night. Did you not hear that?
I did not hear that.
Our colleague Kenny Rota asked Dwayne Casey about the domination of it, and he did not care for that at all. I don't know. Are you a fan? No, he didn't care for that at all. But, I mean, the case of it is the Cavaliers have pretty much beaten them by an average of about 25 points in the 3 playoff games here the last 2 seasons. So, just careful of your usage of the word dominate.
Well, I mean, you got to call it what it is, right?
I
mean,
right.
I think that's great.
No. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm saying just make sure that no one from the Toronto staff, specifically their head coach, hears that. He didn't like it.
I already got stared down by an Orlando Magic player earlier.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
We like to throw Tim Tim out there these things.
Well, one question I have for you guys, and, I mean, you look at what the Cavs did offensively. Boy, that ball moves so well when those guys are hitting on all cylinders. And even though there may have been some lapses defensively in that series against the Pacers, I never once was concerned with what they looked like offensively. I thought they were spot on that side of the floor again on Monday. Boy, defensively, though, they did some things that really stood out. And if you look at some of the numbers for some of these guys for Toronto, that's where it tells me these guys did a great job defensively. There were 2 names I looked at right off the bat, and I'm talking about pure numbers here, just stats. But DeRozan's the kind of guy, I think, that if he wants to drive and get to the basket, he can. But I thought the Cavs did a good job of making him settle for some mid-range jumpers. And the other guy I look at here is Valanciunas. I mean, this is a guy with a decent inside-out game. He only played 21 minutes, and more importantly, he only took 7 shots. That tells me the Cavs did enough to disrupt their rhythm on offense. And really, I know it was only an 11-point win, but it just seemed like it was much more than that.
You know, Bull, I was talking to somebody about that earlier this afternoon, specifically about Valanciunas, who tends to play well against the Cavs. It may have been just the style of play the other night. You know, the Raptors may be trying to go with different matchups, so I think that may have limited his minutes. And in terms of his effectiveness, that's one thing. I do have to disagree with you on your point about DeRozan settling for mid-range jump shots. That's his game. He's not a 3-point shooter. He likes to get to the free throw line. He likes those 15, 17-foot jump shots. So that was pretty much, I think, personally, he was getting the shots that he wanted. He even admitted it after the game the other day, actually after practice yesterday, that they got a lot of shots that they wanted. They just weren't making them, and I think he was including himself. So in that respect, he got a good amount. He was, I believe, 7 of 16 from the field, 7 of 17, whatever it was. So he got some good looks. They just didn't drop. Part of that, though, is the Cavaliers forced him to get into those certain holes that he may like. He just wasn't making the shots.
Right. Yeah, they made him work.
He absolutely worked for those shots that he likes to have. Again, they just weren't dropping. He could just as easily score 30 tonight. I mean, he's that capable and that good. So when I heard people say that he had kind of an off game, I'm like, well, when you average 23, 25 a game and you score 16, 17, well, then, yeah. But he's a guy that you just, you know, he can go off at any time. He's that good.
Been talking about the Cavs. Saw a stat earlier today, guys, that the Raptors are 0-8 when falling down 0-2 in series. Well, no one had ever come back from down 3-1 in an NBA Finals, I guess I'd say, too. But does that weigh on the Raptors going into this game tonight? I mean, does this become a must-have here?
Well, according to Mr. Zarrilla, it is never, ever a must-win unless your season ends with a loss. That is Scott Zarrilla's definition of a must-win.
And, guys, real quick, would you not agree with that?
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Okay, at least I have one.
See, I don't, but I don't. I mean, you can.
You can always come back.
Well, Tim, but, right. See, Tim, we've argued this for years. If you're down 0-2, it's not a must win because you can lose and you're not eliminated.
Yeah.
So it's not must win. It is in your best interest to not go down 0-3.
Sure. I should rephrase my question.
The station, there's a tape of this conversation because we've had it many times.
In your opinion, do you think the Raptors could climb out of an 0-2 series deficit?
Oh, no, that's a much better question, at least according to Scott. I do think you will see a sense of desperation from Toronto tonight. I do think that because, as you just alluded to, Matt, you go down 0-2. Now you've got to win 4 out of 5. I mean,
but just remember, they were down 0-2 the Cavs last year and went home and won 2 straight, even this thing at 2-2. And as we said in game one on Monday, I think this Raptors team is better than last year's.
Sure. But they didn't win the series. Do you think that weighs on their mind by any chance?
Well, I think, again, if Coach Casey doesn't like the word, I'm sorry. I think the way they were dominated on Monday night, I think that has to get into their head a little bit. I think Jason Lloyd, it was in his final thoughts in The Athletic, made a great point. You know, they walk off this floor going, man, we thought we made some improvements. We thought we did some things to at least match up better with this team. And in the end, they got throttled.
No, I definitely think that teams are certainly aware that they're having trouble beating another team. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I do think that they're able to go back to last year being down 0-2, going home and evening the series. You don't want to fall back to that.
Sure.
But if you're going to say, are you aware of going down 0-2? Yes, but are you also aware that you tied it up 2-2 last year? I think they're aware of both. The big thing is, guys, they have to win here in Cleveland one time.
Yeah.
It's when do you do it? The longer the series goes, sometimes the less likely it's going to be. And that's why we had said on Monday, I think any coach and team would tell you the best game to get on the road is the first one, is game one.
Steal that game one, as the saying goes. Try to steal game one. But, again, as far as the 0-2 hole is concerned, if it does indeed unfold that way here tonight, I think also psychologically for Toronto, it may depend on how tonight plays out. If it plays out like it did Monday night, where they just get manhandled, dominated, throttled, use whatever term you want. If it plays out that way again, I think they get on the plane going, wow, what do we got to do? If it comes down to the final minute, final shot, that type of thing, where it's very competitive right down to the final buzzer, even if they lose, they go back going, we were right there. So psychologically, it may depend on how this one plays out.
And
tonight.
I think on top of that too, Tim, I think they just want to make sure that they play better. Because Dwayne Casey said that after practice yesterday. He says, we can play better. We have to play better. I don't want to say that it's okay to lose if you play better. But you know what? You don't want to get hammered. If you play better, like you said, if you play better and lose, you can live with that going home as opposed to a 20-point deficit tonight. Then maybe you're thinking something different.
Yep.
We're talking with Tim Alcorn and Scott Cirilla, previewing the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors matchup a little bit later on tonight. You can hear this same dynamic duo on the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Q, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, starting at 5 o'clock. One more thing to point out of this game, guys. I'll admit, I've been probably more critical of Tristan Thompson than anybody else this year, but boy, he looked like a totally different player the other night. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. He ended up with a double-double. He had 11 points. He had 10 boards. Of course, he had 4 offensive rebounds. That really kind of is his bread and butter, but defensively, he stood out with a couple of steals as well. Did you guys notice the difference in him? Did you notice maybe an extra pep in his step on Monday?
You know, guys, I think part of it is, remember, there was so much talk about guys needing rest late in the season. And when Tristan, I forget the injury that he had, that he missed a couple of games. You know, he's played a long time over the years.
Stopped his streak.
That's what I mean. But I think the week of rest for him last week really did pay dividends for him. I think as hard as he plays, that those 8 days that he had off, I think that may have recharged his batteries a little bit, and I think he was able to come out here and be a little fresher, and I think that showed in his game. Because, again, he plays the same game every night, but when you play as hard as he does, you know, sometimes when you're fatigued, you're not going to be as efficient and as effective as you can be. So I think that week off paid off well for him.
I think for the whole team it did.
Oh, yeah.
And what was interesting was in LeBron's post-game remarks with TNT for Toronto fans, he said, yeah, we're going to play better Wednesday night. This was that feeling out game. So it was interesting. We'll see how it plays out tonight.
Well, we want to include you on our daily food for thought, guys, because
I'm looking forward to this.
See, you guys are always nice enough to include us on the questions that pop up for you guys on the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Q. So our daily food for thought today: wild blueberry funnel cake. Now, when I was hired, I was told I may be sent out on assignment to cover some of these county fairs. And, of course, at county fairs, funnel cakes are all over the place. But I heard about this wild blueberry funnel cake. We got to talking about the nutritional aspect of a wild blueberry funnel cake. Tim, I'll go to you first, because I know when it comes to blueberries, nobody's a bigger fan than you.
There is not a bad blueberry concoction out there. You're talking blueberry pancakes, blueberry waffles, blueberry pie, blueberry crumb pie, blueberries on my Cheerios, blueberries just take them out of the refrigerator and eat them. There's nothing bad about a blueberry. Got the anti-odorants. You know.
Anti-odorants?
What, they what, you
thought
say
I
what they,
that
they
out. See if anybody would
smell?
Smell.
Yeah, they don't stink?
I was wondering. I threw that out there. I was waiting for one of you guys to go, hey, wait, Tim. Obviously, I know it's antioxidants. But, man, how do you go wrong with blueberry?
How do you go wrong? You can't. You don't. I have every morning a smoothie to start my day.
Blueberry smoothies.
Frozen blueberries, because it makes it kind of like a little bit of a milkshake.
Duh.
So there's my frozen blueberries there. Then mid-morning, I have like the Hobbits in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I have my second breakfast. I have yogurt with blueberries. And I'm with you. I can have pretty much blueberries, pretty much. And although it doesn't keep me from smelling nasty, they are good for you. They are very good for you. So I would a blueberry funnel, a wild blueberry funnel cake. I'm not much of a sweets guy. Not into the cakes and cookies and pies and things. I eat them, just not often, but that sounds really good. So I'm guessing that you guys have partaken
in
this?
Since they are a sponsor of Cleveland Cavaliers playoff basketball on WEOL, I will tell you that Mama Joe's Homestyle Pie.
Oh, yes.
Outstanding. Oh, the blueberry crumb pie from Mama Joe's. I think Joe Tate talks about it during one
he
of their
does.
Commercials.
Yes, he does.
So if you're listening to the Cavs tonight, you'll hear the commercials for Mama Joe's. That blueberry crumb pie. Oh,
so
my
I need to know, but did you have a wild blueberry funnel cake? Did you have one?
We haven't sampled one yet, but we brought it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's
it was
coming,
one,
though.
Well, I got
one of these days, yeah. We'll find a way to get it.
Yeah.
They apparently serve these things at Angels games. And that's where I first saw the idea. And okay. I thought, well, it has to be brought up. I mean, the pictures look fantastic. And I would never say no to any kind of funnel cake. But when I saw it pop up, I thought, we're going to have Alcorn on. I know about his fascination of blueberries. We at least had to bring this up.
You cannot go wrong with blueberries.
No, I agree.
You just flat out cannot.
And fellas, when you do partake in such a goodie, feel free to bring it up and let us know.
All right, we'll do.
Oh, without question. I have an inkling, though, if we ever bring up blueberry anything around the station, Alcorn will put his anti-odorants or anti-whatever's to good use. He'll find a way to make sure he gets over to the conference room to at least give it a sniff or maybe give it a taste.
Yeah, just make sure you always pull the slice aside for him because, God forbid, what do you mean there was a blueberry pie in here? Where's mine?
We'll get them special ordered.
If there's a blueberry pie brought to that radio station and the station manager does not get a piece, you know what? We'll have no fury.
Yeah. Heads will roll. Yeah. Heads will roll.
We'll never work a 2-hour show again.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. That schedule will be altered.
Next thing we know, we'll be working from noon to 6 every single day. Yeah. It could get nasty pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you as always. We look forward to hearing you guys at 5 o'clock today.
All right. Sounds great,
guys.
Thanks.